A U.S.-backed advisory panel has chosen a new prime minister for Haiti. The move comes as multinational troops in Haiti say they will soon begin disarmament operations. Gerard Latotou, a former political refugee and foreign minister in Haiti, is his country's new prime minister. Mr. Latotou was chosen after 5 days of deliberations by the so-called Council of Wise Individuals, a panel selected to choose a new prime minister after the departure of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Mr. Latotou will join interim president Boniface Alexandre to select a government to run Haiti until elections can be held. Mr. Latotou is an academic who fled the regime of François Papadoc Duvalier. He served as foreign minister in a government that was overthrown by a military coup in 1988. He has taught at universities and served as a senior official of the United Nations Industrial Development Organization. Anne-Marie Issa, one of the council members who selected Mr. Latotou, says his experience will be needed for a difficult task.
Someone who has a vision, okay, who is a rassembler, that means to put everybody together, you know, the unity of the nation, and also to promote the development of the country, okay, because we have a lot, that person will have a lot of work to do, so that's why we think he's a good choice.
Multinational troops in Haiti say they will soon begin an aggressive effort to disarm armed gangs and other groups and individuals who have been behind a wave of violence over the past several weeks. U.S. Marine Colonel Mark Garganis, who heads the multinational troop force in Haiti, says the effort will depend on cooperation from the Haitian public.
What we would request is that, that the Haitian population assist us in this just by laying down their arms or turning them into us. We'll be happy for them to turn them into the national police, turn them into the multinational force. That greatly accelerates the promotion of stability, which is the main reason, again, that we're here.
Colonel Garganis says multinational troops will work with the Haitian police to disarm groups and individuals behind the violence, but he gave few details of how the plan will work. A senior team of United Nations experts in Haiti will also focus on disarmament efforts as a main objective behind the UN-authorized peacekeeping mission. Looting and violence continues in Port-au-Prince, with a warehouse and industrial district close to the Port-au-Prince airport the main target. Multinational troop commanders say they have stepped up patrols in the area to try and bring the looting and violence under control. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.